You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli. Spring training rolling along for the Orioles, who are getting healthy, and we'll talk about that a little bit. They also made a roster move this week, so we'll start there. Brittany, Pedro Alvarez is back, made his debut for the Orioles. I guess the question is, why did it take so long for them to reach an agreement, and where does he fit into this roster?
Yeah, well, he's someone like Michael Bourne that they had on their radar that they wanted to bring back to him, but the question was, are these guys going to accept minor league deals? And with Bourne, it took a little while. With Pedro Alvarez, obviously still out there, it also took a little while. But you look at how weird the whole free agent market transpired this winter, and I think guys were just holding out and hoped that they were going to get these good deals, and now you're at the point where you need to sign. So that's what happened with Alvarez. He didn't have a market, and the Orioles were able to capitalize on that. So as far as where he fits in, that's where it gets a little interesting, because he's obviously a guy who thought to be more of a one-dimensional player, more of a designated hitter than anything else. So he's probably would slot in there. I know that they did say that he would play some outfield. That wasn't something that we saw at all last year. So it will be interesting to see how he fits in. Now, one thing is for sure is he's a good bat, and he had some really good at-bats for them last year. So in that respect, he's a good guy, I guess, to have back. But I'll be honest with you, it's a little confounding. I think if he makes the team, it really limits what you can do with that bench.
Yeah, and you have so many guys now that are maybe defensively challenged that can swing the bat. How does his presence affect Trey Mancini? We talked about Mancini on the podcast last week, and I know he's been trying to learn the outfield a little bit in the last week because there's obviously no spot at first base for him. So now you throw Alvarez into the mix. Does that have a big effect on Mancini?
Yeah, he's the guy who you wonder, like, could he not make the team? Because, you know, he doesn't have the experience Pedro Alvarez has at the major league level. He doesn't have that level of sustained success. And certainly they could keep him at AAA, see how he does. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. And, you know, Trey Mancini, defensively, they're trying to figure out what to do with him as well. So I guess in that regard, it's maybe a little bit of an upgrade. But I do think if Trey Mancini goes to AAA and continues to hit well, what are you going to do? Are you going to designate Pedro Alvarez at that point? It just kind of creates an interesting logjam, which I'm sure they'd be happy to have that problem, too many guys swinging the bat well. But it is interesting. And then you got to watch some of these minor injuries in spring training, like Seth Smith and his hamstring. And then you wonder what happens with this outfield mix. Does Joey Rickard make this team? Because you really need some insurance outfield-wise. So a lot more at play, I think, roster-wise this past week than you would have thought.
As for Mancini in the outfield, from what I read, the experiment didn't get off to a great start. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, defensively, he's kind of been a guy they've tried to find a spot for. The one thing he does well is he mashes left-handed pitching. You saw that last year, albeit in a small sample size, but you saw it with the Orioles. So, no, it hasn't gone all that well. It is really tough in spring training to judge guys. Spring is the great fooler, as Buck likes to say. And especially the fly balls with the wind, you see really good outfielders that just look like they don't know what they're doing simply because there's no third deck. So the wind takes a lot more, you know, kind of changes the trajectory of the ball a lot more than it does during the season in these major league stadiums that have those upper decks. But certainly I think they would have hoped it would have gone a little bit better early on with Mancini. He's worked a lot with outfield coach Wayne Kirby. He's a guy that wants to learn, and he's a guy that wants to get better. But there's still a lot of improvement there if he's going to be a capable major league outfielder.
All right, let's move on to the injuries and the guys coming back, I guess, and all of that. We'll start with Chris Tillman because that's where we always start this discussion. Received a cortisone shot on Wednesday. What does that mean as far as time zone and what are they a time frame and what do they hope that cortisone shot allows him to do?
Well, they're saying it doesn't change too much. They already ruled out opening day. They've not really said it, but it seems more unlikely that he's going to be in that starting five. So because of all the early off days, it's still not entirely out of the realm of possibility that Chris Tillman isn't one of their first five starters to open the season. So with this cortisone shot, obviously, something you can do, I think, two or three times a year for a guy. They're hoping to get some of that inflammation out of there, some of that pain. You know, he was progressing better, and then it was getting worse again. And they had to, you know, push back that bullpen, and then it didn't happen. So I think with Tillman, they're just hoping that they can totally get rid of that pain and get him going back again. And they've had the benefit of having a longer spring training, you know, with the WBC going on. So it doesn't change his timeline too much, but it's just another unfortunate setback because he was on track. It looked like, okay, he won't make opening day, but he's not going to be long after. Now you're wondering, if he's not there in that starting five, who makes the team? Is it Tyler Wilson? Is it Mike Wright? Or do they go out and get a starter? Because injuries like this, Tim, kind of show you how scary their depth is. They were relying on Chris Tillman. If they have one or two guys go down, they're really in a big trouble here because they didn't get a starter this winter. They thought that they had the depth. They thought that they liked the improvement by their guys. But I think in Major League Baseball, you always want extra guys. And beyond that starting five, there's a big drop-off. So they really need to hope that this cortisone shot does its job and Chris Tillman gets back on track and gets into another throwing program very soon.
And there were some players still available late in the offseason. The Orioles didn't pull the trigger on any of them, and maybe now they pay the price. Now, J.J. Hardy is back in action after the back spasm. Zach Britton threw for the first time this spring. It didn't go well, but first time out, that's to be expected, I guess, especially when you're behind the hitters. But what was his feelings after throwing an inning? He allowed four hits, a couple of runs. He did strike out a couple batters.
Yeah, you know, he said he felt okay, which I guess physically is the most important thing. Spring training, as you're right, people don't get too upset about their results, but Zach Britton gets upset about results. He wanted to do better. He's not a guy who's used to giving up runs. So that's something they're going to monitor. I think the first time or two out, they're kind of going to give him a pass. If we're getting late in the spring and he's still giving up runs every outing, then you start to wonder, is he really right? What's going on? But for now, the fact that he went out there, he was healthy, he said he wasn't thinking about the oblique, those are all positives. And the same thing with J.J. Hardy. The fact that these guys are getting out there and we're in mid-March, you feel okay about both of these guys being ready to start the season. So I think with those two injuries, it looks pretty promising, especially a guy like Britton. You want to catch something like an oblique early because those have a tendency during the season to sideline guys for a long time and for guys to come back too early and to never be right.
One more on the pitching side of things. Dylan Bundy struggled on Sunday. He had looked pretty good, but two innings, five hits, five runs. What kind of went wrong? What was his thoughts on what wasn't working in that game on Sunday?
Yeah, he really struggled, and really nothing was working. I think when you get behind guys and you struggle to really command that fastball, and so many guys in the major leagues live off of that fastball. And for a guy like Dylan Bundy, he had been pitching so well that you kind of take that one and throw it away. But the Orioles have had a little string here of not great starts. I mean, Wade Miley was upset with his performance. Against Tampa Bay, I believe. So it's kind of that point in spring where, you know, guys maybe get roughed up a little bit. They're trying to push it. Hitters are starting to get into their groove again. So it's a kind of a combination of things. For Dylan Bundy, I think when you look at his previous outings, when you look at how good he looked even from early on bullpens, you don't get too concerned. These, as they start going deeper now, they finally had Yubaldo Jimenez went four innings. As they start getting into more real starts, you're going to start to see them approach it a little bit more like a regular game. And then I think you start to worry when these guys start going five innings, five-plus innings, and they're getting hit around. So with Dylan, I think you just take that and you just throw it out the window. I think with this rotation right now, you're just hoping that those other four guys are healthy because of what the Chris Tillman injury has done. You know you're already down a guy, and you're not sure when you're going to get him back.
The World Baseball Classic continues, and Baltimore Orioles players have had some really great moments in it. Probably a lot of fun for Orioles fans to be checking out. Manny Machado, obviously part of a great team that's playing well with the Dominican Republic. Jonathan Scope, the Netherlands, is moved on. Looks like they're headed to the Final Four. And Adam Jones has been kind of a hero for Team USA that's moved on to the second round so far. I mean, you want to see your guys playing well. You want to see them in that moment, and Baltimore Orioles have been some of the biggest moments of the entire tournament.
Some of these games, Tim, they're so cool. I mean, I was watching on MLB TV the Dominican Republic Colombia game when Bautista made that play and they ended up going to extra innings and the Dominican won. And it's really cool to see. I mean, I've never attended a World Baseball Classic game, but the more I watch them, on MLB TV, the more I want to. You know, the atmosphere is just so cool. You get so used to the great early games, which, you know, the tensions aren't high. The guys aren't, nearly as excited. You know, it's kind of going through the motions a lot. But with these games, I mean, there just has to be a way, or I would like to see this tournament more often. It's really cool to see. I know Buck wants his players to hurry up and lose so that they can come back, you know, very selfishly so. But watching these guys, watching Scope take part in that pie that they gave to Profar a few games ago, and watching Adam Jones get that big hit, I mean, it's just been really cool to see. You understand now why these guys want to go, why it's such an honor when you watch these games. They take it very seriously. These guys want to win. They want to represent their country. It's sort of bigger than them. And again, when you compare it to the spring training games, I think it's not even close in terms of level of excitement, level of play. I saw Israel lost today, which is too bad because they had a hell of a run too. It's just a really cool tournament. This is the first year I've been able to watch it a little bit more. And the more I watch it, the more I think I need to get to a WBC game at some point in time. It's really neat.
I think this has been the best one they've had so far. And one thing that always stands out to me with the World Baseball Classic is the emotion you see from the players, because there's something about Major League Baseball and the unwritten rules and the history of the game and the way it all goes back that guys always kind of keep everything under the lid, so to speak, even after big plays, but they let it go in the World Baseball Classic. The Puerto Rico-Dominican game the other night, guys are jumping up and down in the middle of the game. Yadier Molina's walking off the field after an out at the plate and screaming and hollering, and you just don't see that in Major League Baseball just because that's the way baseball has kind of been built up in this country, but it's different in these other Latin American countries.
It is. It's almost like the postseason vibe that you get. It's that important. It's that remarkable. It's really, really cool to see.
So if you're out there and you haven't checked out any of the action, make sure you do, because there's still plenty of, much to Buck Showalter's chagrin, there's still plenty of Baltimore Orioles players playing in the tournament, and there's a pretty good chance they'll continue to play for the next week or so and maybe get to that championship game. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.